What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, more pitching podcast from PitcherList.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is August 20th, and yes, oh my gosh, we're going to talk about baseball. Look, I just did a video of Dustin May, and I'm just going to tell you right now, Dustin May had the worst start of his whatever with the Brewers. It was 2 innings, 7 earned runs, 7 hits, 2 walks, and 1 strike, and how am I supposed to butter my bread with that? He got so unlucky, and you just got to go watch that video on YouTube. I also did one of Tugboat Wilkinson, who opened for Adrian Houser. We'll talk about him for a second. But Dustin May, do not drop him. Do not rage drop him. Do not be foolish about this. He gets the Mets next, and he should be totally fine. The Mariners got so lucky with a ton of weak contact that landed for hits, and it was just not his day. Cade Cavalli, 6 innings, 0 runs, 3 hits, 1 walk, and 11 strikeouts. Yeah, I mean, I'm tempted to like push him into aces gonna ace potential now because it is just insane how well he is pitching. We have back-to-back double-digit strikeout games. We don't have a blow-up from him since, I guess, the 5th of July, and that was right after his breakout start on the 30th against the Red Sox, and he was going through the emotions of, you know, yelling bad things at Contreras. So Cade Cavalli, he is dope and makes us feel dope. Adrian Houser, I was a little worried because he was going against the Guardians and that he doesn't have the best left-handed approach, but still continued. 5 innings, 0 runs, 4 hits, 2 walks, and 3 Ks. 96 to 97 on the four-seamer and 96 on the sinker. Here's the thing. He didn't really have anything else against lefties. But this is such a testament, I think, to the approach of following how a guy is pitching. And if it's something that you think, okay, he did something that is a little bit better than what he usually does and it was successful. Does he do it a second time? Yes, he does. That carries on. That is the essence of a Vargas rule. That's kind of what Houser is on right now. And he gets to host the Reds and the Diamondbacks for the next 2 starts in Oracle Park, maybe with the opener like Tugboat again. I am kind of down for that. You have Jose Urquidy also getting an opener in this one, but wow, 6 innings, 0 runs, 2 hits, 0 walks, and 8 strikeouts is amazing. 41% CSW. Oh my gosh. And if you remember Urquidy, he was very interesting, what, back in like 2022, I believe it was, when he went against the, maybe it was like 19 actually, my gosh, for the Astros in the World Series against the Nationals. I think that was it. Whoa. Anyway, Urquidy does something kind of cool where he has a really nice changeup and a sinker that earned a 45% called strike rate. The changeup was a 24% swing strike rate. The curveball, kind of 27% swing strike rate's great, but 53% strikes and was a bit erratic. What I did like about this is that he did have good sinker command, but it was down and away, not inside, while the changeup did well underneath righties and lefties. I think it's interesting. I am not going to chase it because he's at like 93. He still needs to do more with the sweeper, with the four-seamer splitter, I guess, and the curveball I don't really trust. So it was really the Cubs being so passive with Urquidy for these called strikes and the sinker and then following it up with the changeup. I think it was an unreal put-away rate, 73% per batter, which is crazy. You're not going to see that again from Urquidy. It's going to change things a lot. Also, of course, Koufax was very kind. 9 outs on 11 balls in play. Yeah, not going to last. Aaron Nola maybe is going to last. And really the main thing I want to talk about here, because he is my lead today, Heater Nola, if you are a Super Troopers fan, 7 innings, 1 run, 5 hits, 0 walks, and 8 strikeouts. 19 whiffs here, though, for Aaron Nola. And he had 8 strikeouts, but just a 47% per batter put-away rate, which is really good. And that means, essentially, that he's gained to 2 strikes a ton, 68%. But it's nothing out of the that's bonkers for him. And it's just an approach that is working right now for him, which is really the curveball dominating. That's all I'm going to say. Like, that's it. I'm done. 73% strike rate, 27% swing strike rate, 40% CSW on it. Really good command down consistently. But the Marlins are the Marlins, and they went fishing to their name. He also goes to Seattle next, and that's a pretty good matchup. So I'm finally considering Aaron Nola again. Keep in mind, the last 5 games, 2.51 ERA, 1.29 whip, 29% strikeout rate. 4 straight of double-digit whiffs. The curveball is going 40% plus CSW constantly. Yeah, this is maybe a better version of Nola finally again. And yeah, sinker command was good. You have Parker Messick looking fantastic. 6.2 innings, 1 run, 6 hits, 0 walks, and 10 Ks. 19 whiffs. It was against the Giants. And the four-seamer at 94-95 just cooked completely. 42% CSW there. The changeup wasn't even that good. He did have some decent sliders in there. Against lefties, they were a little bit better than what we usually see at a 42% CSW, but only 58% strike rate. and he still has to get the down and away properly. It's surprising that the Giants even served him lefties as a lefty. You have Jackson Jobe against the Pirates. And by the way, maybe Messick does deserve an aces and ace. I don't know. I think he's just like the one better hotties out there. Jackson Jobe did have a productive start. 5.1 innings, 1 run, 4 hits, 3 walks and 3 Ks, 6 whiffs. But the thing about Jackson Jobe is that he doesn't have much. It's just 4 seamers and sinkers trying to do everything. He has this slider at 90, which I think is really cool. But guess what? He's not really throwing it in like 2 strikeouts, not a single one to a lefty. Only 2 to righties and 2 strikeouts. That's it. So what are we doing? Are we just trying to go 4 seamers upstairs and ham-fisting that? Not one of those high 4 seamers to lefties worked. And I just, I don't know. I'm bothered by Jackson Jobe and the fact that he can't get whiffs and doesn't trust the rest of his arsenal. So he's just trying to do 4 seamer and sinker and get through like that. And you can do more. Will he do more? I don't know. Clay Holmes, 5.1 innings, 1 run, 6 hits, 2 walks. He got the loss, but it's in 1 strikeout. It's a Wonka. Actually, it's a Dusty Donut, really, because it's 1 run. This is who Clay Holmes is, though. And it's unfortunate that he got the loss here. But Clay Holmes is a ground ball machine. 67% strikes with his sinker. And he went, get this, 10 for 14 outs in play on that sinker, 4 hits, right? That is what he's going to do in Chicago. They got him to go 5.1 innings of 1 run. Don't expect a ton of strikeouts. Don't expect the best whip. If you're looking for ERA and probably better wins potential than this one, yeah, you stick with Clay Holmes, the Adobe. But don't make us a house of a Holly, okay? You have Taj Bradley doing Taj Bradley things where he's just centered on the glove down the middle of the plate for his fastball. So there that is. His splitter can be in the zone, and it was generally down and away to lefties. Then you have cutters trying to go at the top of the zone to lefties and then down and away to righties. It's still very erratic, but 5 innings, 1 run, 2 hits, 3 walks, 7 Ks. We take that all day. No decision, though. You didn't get a win, unfortunately, as the pen messed it up last inning and they got the win later on in the game. But Taj Bradley, I think you keep going with this. It was a little bit of a rough patch for about 3 starts. And I think we are past that now-ish. We'll see. You just got to keep going with it. He's a hipster. Robert Stock, I'm happy for him. 4.1 innings, 1 run, 2 hits, 3 walks, and 6 Ks. But he has not completed 5 innings yet. He had that 8 earned run. Actually, I apologize. It was his first game that he had 5 innings. And then he went 3 of 8 earned runs, 4.1, 4.1, right? Now, 2 earned runs total in the 3 other games than the blow-up for Robert Stock. But he is not an efficient pitcher, and he's trying to get ahead with the sinker, and he's not doing that. So 36% strike rate on that sinker, which led to these deeper counts despite not having an inefficient put-away rate, not having a high foul ball rate, etc. It's because he's kind of just messing around a little bit and just trying to get outs with the four-seamer and cutter and maybe the sweeper. I think it's all too boring and too little for me to chase. Michael King is just bothering me immensely because I don't know what we're going to get with his command on a given night, and he's just not overwhelming. That being said, 6.2 innings, 200 runs, 4 hits, 2 walks, 4 Ks. That's great. Wonderful ratios. Just 4 strikeouts. Didn't get the win because the Mets, the Padres didn't come through for him is what I'm trying to say. Look, if you want to keep going with Michael King, fine. I think it's very precarious, but it is Pittsburgh next, and I feel like you got to start him against Pittsburgh. Just don't do it in Cincinnati after, okay? Jeffrey Springs, is it sunshine and rainbows? Almost. 5.2 innings of 200 runs, but it's 5 hits, 3 walks, and just 1 strikeout. How am I supposed to butter my bro with that? And this was in Kansas City. I don't like that he didn't do so well inside of Kansas City. I just don't like Jeffrey Springs. Chase Burns, 5 innings, 200 runs, 6 hits, 2 walks, and 8 strikeouts against the Cardinals. 16 whiffs. He's still not getting whiffs on his four-seamer, which is just annoying. And the slider, while getting whiffs, is a 54% strike rate. So I want to see the Hunter Green thing of 65% or higher on the slider. And if that happens, then you can go more than 5 innings. It is not the Reds limiting him. 104 pitches. I really, really want to emphasize this. When it comes to usage of Chase Burns, it's not a case where they see a inning total like, oh, 5 innings, we got to pull you. He's got 106 pitches for 5 innings before. 100, 105. Like, he can go 7. He did last start in 93 pitches, right? So it's on him. And if he fixes that, that's cool. Obviously, we're just going to keep starting. Mace is going to ace all of that. He gets the Giants next in Oracle Park. Oh my gosh. Rookie Sasaki surprised me in Coors, which is really cool. At Atlanta next, not as fun, or not really fun for me to sign up for, but 5 innings, 200 runs, 7 hits, 1 walk, and 6 Ks. That is cool. 18 whiffs. The four-seamer was just like down the middle of the plate, and all the hits he allowed were deserved. I mean, they were just not good pitches. And that's really the story of Roky Sasaki. He is not the best command guy. He's not the most consistent guy, but he did get a ton of whiffs on his splitter. Oh my gosh. He dominated with this thing. And I got to keep rolling with him, right? It was a 67% strike rate on that splitter. It was also, by the way, I should mention with the slider, 31% swing strike rate, 8 over 26 whiffs on the slider. Was it well located? I don't really think so, but that's fine, I guess. I just don't know what I'm going to get from him. All of them was fishing really against lefties underneath the plate, those sliders to those left-handers. I guess he could do that against Atlanta, but he's just a hipster to me. And it really, really bothers me, but I guess, yeah, fine. I'm going to lean bottom of probable start for Roky Sasaki, okay? You have maybe it's a cherry bomb then. Kumar Rocker did something very interesting where he went sinkers up and away to right-handers and then sliders way down underneath, which is kind of interesting. I want that up and in, and then maybe something else in sinkers to lefties, but it was decent. 5 innings, 2 earned runs, 6 hits, 1 walk, and 3 strikeouts. He gets at Chicago White Sox next and then hosts the Athletics, which isn't bad, but this was the Nationals. At least we're up to 17 inches of horizontal again. I think we just kind of keep going with it. He is getting in the same general area that he wants to. All right, we have other guys to talk about. We have Will Warren and Ethan Pecco. We got to talk about Sandy Alcantara, Logan Gilbert, Walbert Urania, and we're going to get to all of that and more after this break. Will Warren, 4 innings, 2 earned runs, 3 hits, 2 walks in, 5 Ks. Ugh, you know. It's just not enough from the secondaries, as you know. I mean, I will say, actually, I will correct that. The sweeper generally was away and did, it was featured 26% of the time while the sinker was pulled back to 17%. He did go 14 or 15% more secondary in this one over fastballs, right? That is a big deal. That is cool. The changeup was a 47% strike rate. And I think that's also a product of why you see more sweepers, also 47% strike rate on the sinker. It's too boring for me. Ethan Pecco, no, he's not someone that you want to chase. This was the MLB debut, pilot rule, prospects, initial lineup, and terrible 3.2 innings of 200 runs, 3 hits, 3 walks, and 4 Ks. And I'm just seeing everything that's fine. It exists. I mean, at least he's getting a sinker inside to right-handers. That's cool. He's getting some curveballs down or whatever, but he throws like 94. It's average movement. He has a curveball, sweeper, cutter, changeup. Cutter's at 91, which I think is kind of cool, but he doesn't really throw it much. It's just... No, I'm moving on. Matthew Liberatore got 9 strikeouts on 8 whiffs. That's 6 innings, 3 earned runs, 4 hits, 0 walks, and 9 Ks. We'll take this all day. It's a loss in Cincinnati, but some of these pitches that return strikeouts, like, hey, Suarez, what are you doing? Sal Stewart, what are you doing? Like, again, I really cannot endorse it. And yes, we have these rare games where he does have that strikeout rate that is super high. He has a 23% on the season, but he also has a ton of these, like, 3 strikeout games, 2 strikeout games. And he's so volatile as in when he's going to get whiffs, when he's not. I really can't endorse it. It's just too risky for me. Sandy Alcantara is frustrating because he's also trying to just ham-fist four-seamers past guys instead of trying to use his cutter, curveball, slider, sweeper to change up to get his strikeouts. But so it was 6 innings, 300 runs, 8 hits, 1 walk, and 1 strikeout. How am I supposed to butter my bread with that? So many 1-strikeout games. Got the loss. This is a wonka unless you're in a quality start league where you got a quality start but a very poor one. Frustrating, but you got to keep going, I guess. Please try something else instead of just going high four seamers to lefties. You need to get a single strikeout to them. It was a called strikeout to Trey Turner down and away on a four seamer. Oh my gosh. You have Chris Bassett. At least he showcased that he has the kitchen sink and the Orioles are letting him go long. It was 95 pitches, 5.2 innings of 300 runs, 8 hits, 1 walk, and 6 Ks. It's the Yankees. They are not looking good right now, but it is also in St. Louis, which is a really good matchup next. So if you're interested in that, fine. Personally, that's for like a 15-teamer. You have Logan Gilbert at Milwaukee. He just wasn't throwing strikes with his four-seamer. It was not out of the zone so far. It was just they weren't swinging. Sub 40% swing rate is really low for a four-seamer, 36% here. And everything else was, you know, everything was generally fine. Like 7.7 feet of extension is insane at 97. You just got to keep it more in the zone. That's really it. 46% zone rate and lower swing rate meant that he had to come at them and he wasn't as much. So we're cool there. Walbert Urania, same kind of deal. It was 5 innings, 300 runs, 3 hits, 2 walks, 7 Ks. You're happy with it, I think. I mean, yes, a 5.4 ERA is not fun, but it's really 1 earned run away from being beneficial while you get a 1 whip and 7 Ks. A loss, fine. Okay, you're not happy with it, but yeah, the changeup's still great. You saw some good sweepers in there, but you had 50% four-seamer strikes and only 57% sinker, and that's really the difference. Peyton Tolley, I still think that he needs something that is more vertical. He needs to figure out a changeup or a splitter. I really can't say that enough. I think that's when he's going to really be an absolute guaranteed stud. And until then, you're going to have these starts where it's 5 innings, 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 walks, 6 Ks. That is a product of massive swing rates over 55%. I mean, actually 53, 57, 56, 62% are all of his pitches in this game. So that's cutter, four seamer, sinker, curveball, respectively. And guys are just swinging without fear. And they're making they're trusting themselves to have the adjustment to go from four seamer, sinker, cutter. And then there's a curveball in there too. But the curveball isn't something that is out of the zone. It's 62% in the zone. So yes, I've been saying all you need to do is strikes. Now that you're able to do that, batters know, and you have to get out of it. You have to make them question it. Because if it's a cutter against a right-hander, that's still going to be contact, right? But if it's a pitch going down and away from you, like a changeup is, then you are not going to make contact as much. That's really the biggest issue there. Paul Skeens, what is this today about guys just throwing four-seamers endlessly when they have a wide arsenal? Alcantara and Jackson Jobe, and now Skeens. He went 56% four-seamers, and 97 is nice to see. 96.8, it's really good to see that, right? His peak in this one was 97.9. He threw a 97-mile-per-hour pitch in every inning. Great. You have other pitches, Skeens, and he's throwing the sweeper to right-handers as like his main other offering. It's not a good sweeper. He doesn't locate it well. 54% strikes on that. The splinker, which I actually wanted to be throwing more, he did. He threw 8 of them, but he couldn't throw it for strikes. This is the issue. This is actually, it's not that the fastball is bad. It's that he doesn't have faith in the full arsenal right now. That's the main problem. And the ultimate line for Paul Skeens is 4.1 innings, 300 runs, 4 hits, 4 walks, and 5 Ks. And now you're like, do I want to start him against the Padres? I am, but I understand that you won't, or you don't want to. A.J. Smith-Shawver had a very uninspiring first game back, and it was worse here as he went against the Twins. 95, not 97, so he went 4.1 innings, 400 runs, 5 hits, 3 walks, and 3 Ks. Yeah, I am not interested in this. He went more splitter than anything else. In a splitter, I mean, 35% swing strike rate is incredible, 71% strike rate, but you got to have something else. And the four-seamer, 0 for 20 whiffs. It was just like the 2 for 48 or whatever he had last time or something ridiculous. And the curveball is a 74-mile-per-hour, cool, I'm just going to let that fall in and see what happens pitch. So I'm not interested in Smith-Shawver, and also he gets the Dodgers next, so definitely not. Kyle Freeland, definitely not, who just got the Dodgers. 3.2 innings of 400 runs, 6 hits, 1 walk, and 5K. No thank you. Seth Lugo, not interested in this. He was hosting the Athletics and still couldn't make it work. 6 innings, 5 earned runs, 9 hits, 0 walks, and 3 Ks. No thanks. He gets goes to Toronto next. I'm not interested. Brandon Fought, unbelievable careful licorice. It was 5.2 innings of 200 runs here, and then he allowed a home run on the last pitch on a low out of the zone 2-strike changeup. Oh my gosh, 5.2 innings, 5 runs, 7 hits, 0 walks, and 8 strikeouts, 17 whiffs. You got to keep rolling with this one. He goes against the Cubs next. I'm doing that. Drew Rasmussen, very strange start. 5 innings, 5 runs, 7 hits, 2 walks, 5 Ks. It's been kind of 2 disappointing ones in a row. I'm not worried about this. His fastball velocity is 95, 96 still. I think it's just kind of one of those games where, all right, he's not maybe looking in the right spot at the right time, and Koufax is not kind to him. 9 outs on 16, so 7 hits on 16 balls in play is not great. But yeah, he's better than that. You should keep trusting him. And last, you got Max Scherzer. 4 innings, 700 runs, 5 hits, 3 walks, and 1 strikeout. Yes, how am I going to better remember with that? You should not be trusting Max Scherzer whatsoever. All right, that is it for today. Thank you all so much for supporting what we do. My name is Nick Pollock, and may your BABIP be low and your strikeouts high.